Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of a progress note for comprehensive counseling incorporation. It is a medication review. Patient was seen via doxy. They have given it consent for this appointment. The first patient is Sabo David. His date of birth is 6/23/1977. Telephone number is 586-850-5109. Subject evaluator, David is 48-year-old, single, Caucasian male, living at 3817 Elbow Lake Road, Prescott, Michigan, 48756, USA. Currently, he is living with his parents. He is not allergic to any medication. Patient has history of schizophrenia, chronic paranoid type. Currently, undergoing legal issues due to accident and has been on probation up until December of 2026. He has been on probation and seen a probation officer once a month and also seen a therapist for the last couple months. He described that he has been doing all right. He is taking his medications, olanzapine 20 milligram daily. He described he is calm. He described his helping medication helping. He denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. Denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Generally, he has been compliant with the medications and taking care of himself. Period. He describes since living independent was an issue, therefore he started living with the parents. He was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear, denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination, no involuntary movement, judgment sight seems to be okay. Assessment schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, currently stable on medication, undergoing legal issues, and the court decision will be made next year on probation. Continue with the supportive care, encourage with the compliance, risk benefit side effects explain, prognosis fair to guarded. This is the end of dictation. Next solution is Anna, A-N-N-A, I-N-U-C-I, I-A-N-N-U-C-C-I. Date of birth is 3/12/1954. Telephone number is 586-843-4154. Date of evaluation is May 4th, 2026. Subjective analysis data. Anna is a 72-year-old, single African-American, single Caucasian female, has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, having multiple medical issues, recently recovering from left hip surgery and left knee replacement. She also has high cholesterol and getting medications for hypertension. Currently, she describes she is not sleeping. She has been seen a primary care physician and getting pain medications at 4 to 6 hours, which has not been helping. She has consistent problem of sleep and that make her tired in the morning. She has been on melatonin 3 milligrams, which has not been effective. 10 milligrams she tried on is not effective. I discussed with her that some other options I described, maybe try with the Remeron 7.5 milligram at bedtimes, it might help, or doxypen also in small doses, but considering risk and benefit, I will go with the Remeron, which also improve her appetite. She's also on lamotrigine 200 milligram at bedtime and 75 milligram in the morning. Period. She denies any side effect of the medication. She is eating all right, not sleeping good, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or paranoid delusions. She was alert, oriented, having good eye contact, mood was euthymic, affect restricted, preoccupied with the problem, no behavior problem or no agitation or aggression. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatically stable. Patient is complaining of sleep. Period. Status post fracture of the status post fracture of the left knee replacement and left hip PN. It is under, she is recovering from the surgery. Continue. I will give a prescription for all the medications and also Remeron 7.5 milligram. At bedtime, explain her the risk and benefit of the medication. And follow-up appointment was given in 2 weeks and the dictation. Next relation on Gay Frances, GAYEFRANCES. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective agita. Frances is a 50-year-old married Afro-American female living at 8033 East 10 Mile Road, apartment 1124 Central Line, Michigan 48015. Recently, she was discharged from Haven Meek Hospital, where she stayed for 8 weeks. She was started on Depakote 500 mg BID, Abilify Maintena 400 mg intramuscular and Abilify 20 mg daily. She was concerned about not to take Depakote. I further discussed that we are discussing on a several months about adding a mood stabilizer. At one time she agreed with Tegretol, but she was non-compliant. I further explained she is scared that Depakote can cause liver damage. I further explained that we will monitor it, and any mood stabilizer can liver damage, therefore she should not have to worry about, and I will check Depakote level and liver enzyme during next follow-up appointment. Finally, she agreed. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was euthymic. Affect was appropriate. Speech was clear. She denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. There was no involuntary movement and any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. Schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type. Plan continue Depakote 500 mg 2 times a day. Aripiprazole 10 mg at bedtime. Abilify Maintena 400 mg intramuscular injection. Next injection is due on May 13th, for which I invited her to the office and to get injection, and I will give a prescription for SGOT, SGPT, alkaline phosphatase, CVC differential, and patient will get an injection on Wednesday 13, 2026. Prognosis guarded. Next relation is Robinson Elizabeth. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Miss Robinson is a 44-year-old married Caucasian female living at 18474 Seal, Detroit, Michigan 48235. She has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder, tardive dyskinesia. However, since she cannot afford Ingrezza, therefore amantadine 100 mg BID was given. Today she described that her oral movement has reduced, but she is still having movement in her fingers, for which I may consider give her some cogentine, but I will discuss further. She described that she is not discomfortable, therefore she like to continue with that. She is on Depakote 500 mg BID, Amantadine 100 mg BID, Lamictal 100 mg BID, Buspran 10 mg daily, Citalopram 30 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, happy, cooperative, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid delusion. She is not as intrusive demanding for the medication and has been making past improvement. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. She has been compliant with the medication. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder mixed, tardive dyskinesia, currently on amantadine as she cannot afford Ingrezza to 80 mg daily, to which she has responded fairly well in the early part of treatment. Follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next question on Paul Trimble, PAULTRMBLE. Date of birth is 12/5/1980. Telephone number is 586-612-7330. Subject is Paul is a 45-year-old single Caucasian male living at 13150 Balfour Drive, Warren, Michigan 48088. Was seen in his at workplace. He described the medication has been helping. He has focused better. He is more productive at work and would not get distracted. Since he's taking Adderall 20 mg daily, he described his life has changed and he's more focused, attentive, and productive. There was no side effect of the medication. Patient was fearing risk and benefit and the side effect. Since he is responding fairly well, I am not going to increase the doses. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. It's symptomatic stable with the trial XR 20 mg daily. Plan continue with the current medication. 30-day supply was given. Patient has consented for the treatment. End of dictation. Next patient as Anna Junkage, ANAJUNCAGE. Date of birth is 11-8-1972. Telephone number 702-379-7304. Subject Anna is a 53-year-old. Living Caucasian female living with her boyfriend at 28388 Queen Court, Warren, Michigan 480893. She has been in treatment for attention deficit hyperactive disorder and also for depression and mood changes. To see which sometime more common during the menstrual cycle. Patient described that she has been doing very well. Medication is working and she noticed 50% improvement with the fluoxetine 20 mg daily and Adderall 20 mg daily. She was alert, oriented, able to focus, attentive, productive, no irritability, agitations or any suicidal homicidal behavior. Patient has been, she has been looking for job as a physical therapy assistant and hopefully she was able to get it. There was no agitations or aggressions. She has been compliant with the medication. Assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, depressive disorder, plan continue with the current plan. A 30-day supply of the medication was given. Prognosis fair to guarded and application fair. Next solution is Bozin Navenika, BOZINNEVNKA. Her date of birth is 4/2/1949. Telephone number is 586-751-6275. Subject to Navenika is a 77-year-old married Caucasian female living with her husband at 29250 Longview Apartment 9, Warren, Michigan 48093. Described that she has been doing very well. She is happy, pleasant, cooperative. She describes and she is on medication. Her panic anxiety has been improved. She has not been having any symptoms of anxiety, irritability, agitations or any problem with the sleep, appetite. She describes she is feeling much better and has been compliant with the medication. She has been on clonopin, half milligram tablet, 0.25 milligram BID and duloxetine 20 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, pleasant, cooperative, mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, no irritability and agitation. Assessment major depressive disorder, chronic with decrease in anxiety. Plan continue with the supportive plan. 90 days supply was ordered. Follow-up appointment was given 30 days. End of dictation. Next solution on a scarphone, SCARFONE Brian. Date of birth is 2/26/1994. Telephone number is 313-316-5362. Date of solution is 5/4/2026. Subject data. Brian is a 32-year-old married Caucasian male living at 401 Country Club Drive, St. Clair Shore, Michigan 48082. Seen for follow-up. Brian described that he has been doing great. He is feeling happy, pleasant, and his anxiety and depression has markedly reduced. He is more productive at work, compliance with the medication, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any hallucinations or any paranoid reason. I further discussed that besides taking this medication, if he continue his physical therapy or exercise, that will also reduce anxiety and depression along with the medications to which he is agreed. He is on lorazepam 0.5 mg PRN 30 days, buspirone 10 mg BID, venlafaxine 150 mg tablets, trazodone 50 mg daily. 30 days medication was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Patient was provided supportive therapy, insight oriented therapy, and education about the medication. A follow appointment was given in 30 days. This is the end of dictation. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, one patient has been not yet called, so may I be called later on. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.